Thousands of service and patient care workers went on a one-day strike on Friday, protesting the UC's decision to lay off over 130 frontline care workers across UCSF and UCSD. AFSCME 3299 represents over 37,000 University of California workers, making it the largest employee union in the UC system. On July 7th, the union filed unfair labor practice charges with the state of California, alleging that the UC broke the law by failing to provide adequate notice of the layoffs without bargaining with the union. In accordance with these charges, AFSCME's strike is legally protected. Melanie Zuck-Moya has worked in physical therapy for 19 years and worked at UCSF for the last four. On June 25th, she received a text saying her job had been eliminated.
It's been quite a shock, so just kind of like trying to process what's happening. I have a family. I have three children. I'm the main provider of my family. I get my medical insurance, all these things. It's a lot of unknowns.
Beyond the impact on her own family, she's worried about her patients, many of whom require specialized physical therapy for mobility and recovery.
It does affect patient care. It does delay care. And letting go of hard-working workhorses of our community who are going in every single day to help your mom, your dad, your grandma, your child, your close friends, your partner, that's what we're there every day, our mission.
UCSF claims that the layoffs were necessary for financial solvency. But Brandon Antoine, another healthcare worker who lost his job to the layoffs, is not so sure.
I'm not in agreement with that, because how are you don't have any money when you have two new hospitals that you're building, and then you hiring all these executives and you're giving them high pay, like $1.2 million, but you're not doing anything to support your staff. I think it's about the money, and it's not about patient care. And if you don't have the employees to take care of the patients, then what do you have?
In March, UCSF created two new executive positions, offering salaries totaling up to $2 million per year. Meanwhile, the median annual salary for a UCSF employee represented by AFSCME is $62,807, more than $40,000 below the median salary in San Francisco. Antoine joined UCSF Medical Center 6 months ago. When his sister had leukemia, he said, UCSF took excellent care of her, which inspired him to work there. Now, as he looks for a new job, he too worries about a decline in the quality of UCSF's patient care.
It affects them real bad, because I worked in pre-admissions. I schedule inpatient, outpatient surgeries. And so without me scheduling their surgery, they pulls back their surgeries. It could be a downfall on the person that's getting ready to have the surgery. It could impact their life. This can be a critical situation. And if we're not here to serve them, then who can serve them? And so this is very critical that we work, that UCSF knows that the employees are beneficial to the patients, not the money.
The strike aims to persuade the University of California to rescind the layoffs. It's not yet clear whether the UC will agree. The union encourages supporters to express their thoughts on the layoffs to Suresh Gunasekaran, the CEO of UCSF Health. For KPFA News, I'm Brooke Helena Kirchner.